And good afternoon. Welcome into Market Talk for Monday, February 22nd, 2021. I am your host, Jesse Allen. Great to have you here with us. As always, MarketTalkAg.com, our home on the web. You find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all at Market Talk Ag, and find us on all your favorite streaming sources and platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and so many more. We're starting off a new week and a strong day throughout our commodity markets and livestock, for that matter. Let's talk about all of it. Let's bring in our good friend Brian Doherty with Total Farm Marketing by Stuart Peterson. Brian, good afternoon and good to see you. It's been a couple weeks since we've chatted, with holidays and everything else going on.
It has, and it is good to see you, and great to be kind of talking about some nice bull markets here. We've got some good movement today. I really like the new crop prices for corn and beans. A little bit, looks like there's the battle going on right now. They're fighting for acres. We saw corn sort of firm most of the day, but beans really kicked it in late in the session. And so an impressive showing on November beans, closing up 15 and a half at 12, 11 and three quarters. So wow, they kind of climbed and climbed and climbed toward 12, and all of a sudden they're through it, and through it kind of decisively. It's a pretty good close.
Yeah, and I can't remember the last time, Brian, that November beans closed over $12. I mean, you know, a new crop contract closing over $12. I know it's a new contract high, but that seemed like a really impressive move to me.
It's been multiple years. I can look that up and kind of, as we're talking here, but I can tell you that when you look at the long-term perspective on soybeans, you know, the new crop November has been running such a discount to the old crop, and that's starting to change. So I think what you're beginning to see is a couple of things. One, the reality of a southern hemisphere crop being harvested, making its way to market, and so you're losing some emphasis and rationing the old crop. And then you're seeing the traders who are what's termed spread traders. So they're worried about the difference. They like to trade the difference between two contracts. So they've been buying the old crop, selling the new crop pretty much since August. And here in the last month, they're starting to flip out, both in corn and beans, of the old crop and buying the new crop. And part of that, like I said, I think is that acreage battle, because right now, new crop beans are still winning that acreage battle. About a 2.6. Really, it's about 2.58, but it's been hanging around 2.6, the ratio of November beans divided by December corn.
And, you know, you mentioned South America, that southern hemisphere. I know we got some numbers in here midday, 15% down on the bean harvest in Brazil, according to Ag Rural, which would be about half of last year's progress and slowest in 10 years. And I know they're having some struggles there in southern Brazil and into Argentina right now, and really around the entire southern hemisphere. Is that kind of the main news driver, what's giving us a good price jump here today across the commodities?
Yeah, it is. It's not new news, though. It's just they've had plenty of rain lately, a slow harvest, and if you might remember, it's very dry early on in the season, so the effects, I guess, of a La Nina pattern where you get this, extremes, a lot of dry, but anyway, so you've had a slow start to the planting season. Now you've got the slow start to the harvest season due in part in areas too wet. So it's interesting. You get just how things sort of align, but you've got your slowest start in 10 years and you've also got your tightest inventory in 10 years. So you've got this strange event right now in the world and in the U.S. where you've got declining supply and increasing demand at the same time. You've got delays with a crop in the southern hemisphere. That's, you know, this is a 1 out of 10 event right now.
Yeah. And we talked to, you mentioned some of that acreage battle. We got those USDA Ag Outlook Forum numbers Thursday and Friday. And I think for the most part, a lot of those numbers kind of came in what everyone thought they would, roughly, I guess, if there was any, you know, estimates out there beforehand. How much do you take into those Outlook Forum numbers that we got, and how much are they playing into things?
I don't take a lot into them. They're starting points, and then as we move actually into this upcoming next 6-week window, when farmers are surveyed about planting intentions, that's going to start to change everything on the supply side of acres. What will stay the same, though, is trend line yield, or the yield number. So the USDA is looking for 179.5. That number is not going to change for several months. So we'll have that number out there. What was really interesting, though, on the baseline numbers is the increase in feed, 200 million. versus the 2021 crop, and then $250 million in ethanol. So with crude oil pushing $60, I guess there's a general thought of a rebound to more, I'm going to say, typical type ethanol demand and production from 2 years ago.
Well, and you know, you mentioned us kind of moving from those old crop contracts into the new crop, and I know, let's talk December corn. A good move there today, up 9 3/4 at 469 3/4, and I'll pull up some of our closing prices today. I don't have the D's corn up there, but again, it was a really good move there today. And I know, you know, looking across that entire corn complex, Brian, things were really strong there today as well.
They were, you know, just a really good looking day. And so we'll start with the old crop. March closed up 8 1/4 at 551. Now, that's got a little ways to go to where it was in the earlier part of the month, because we saw a high in March corn at 574 1/4. That was the day of the report on the 9th. But our highest close that we saw so far is 563 3/4. Today's close, 551. Now, let's contrast that to December corn. Closed 9 3/4 higher today, 469 3/4. Mm-hmm. So new contract high close. So that's encouraging. So again, you're seeing, I think, the reversal of bull spreads, which now turn into bear spreads. There's a lot of inversion in that market. What does that mean? It just means that the market has been telling farmers, and it continues to tell you, that you should be selling your corn now because the market wants it now, not necessarily later. Nonetheless, we're starting to see some reversal out of those type spreads. Got to like that acreage battle, though. I think that's what you got right now.
Yeah, and I know wheat today led the ags higher. I know maybe a little bit of worry about tightening supplies in Russia and Europe, and even possibly here in the U.S. And with that acreage battle, you know, wheat losing some ground to quarter beans, and then also some of the winter kill prospects we might have seen in the southern plains. I know that has to be playing a factor right now.
We think it is. I think it is. If you go back the last 10 days, you just pose the simple question, is the U.S. wheat crop in better shape than it was 10 days ago? And highly likely not. So some areas affected, some areas not. But as we've talked to producers in areas that have light or low or no snow cover, and as low as temperatures got, it seems to be a legitimate and serious concern. I'm almost wondering if we're not seeing corn and beans move up like they are as they try and battle for maybe some acres that might come out of wheat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's something that we'll definitely be looking at. And, you know, Brian, I'll pose the question to you. I mean, we're seeing a lot of this shift into more thoughts with new crop contracts. We're starting to see, you know, more good moves, strong moves there. Is this an indication of maybe a time for producers to think about doing some new crop marketing if they haven't already?
Boy, they sure should. You mentioned this early on, and this is really the key. This is the highest prices and opportunities we've had in several years. Now, I want to take December corn. We're knocking on the door at 470. I'll remind you, in 2019, we had all that flooding going on, and we hit a high that year, 473 1/2, and that was it. That was the high for the year. So when we step back and look at least the last 2 years, multiple year high, you know, compared to beans, maybe some room to go, but it certainly looks like corn to us that when it probably reaches maybe this level here, and you take a basis off and kind of calculate your dollars per acre and cost, it may not matter what that ratio is. Farmers just like the revenue of corn, and they like growing corn. So corn may be buying acres right now, regardless of the ratio that I talked about.
And, you know, if I'm a producer, what's the strategy here? I'm sure it varies by operation, but is it, you know, some puts? Is it some calls? What am I looking at here? What do I have in front of me to make some moves for new crop sales right now?
You have some real opportunities is what you have in front of you. And what you're looking at is some prices that you certainly can start looking at flooring the market and leaving the top side open with the use of puts. A little more aggressive strategy, if you're willing, is to buy a put and then sell a call option that's out of the money. And keep this strategy, it's called a fence, keep this strategy separate in this little shoebox over here. In this shoebox over here, you should be hedged arriving, forward contracting, you know, working with some percentage that you're comfortable with. What we don't want to see is this thing tip over. So if you've done nothing else, consider 5, 10, 15% at this price level. And if you want to cover it, then you purchase a call option to cover that. I don't know if that's really necessary right now if you have light sales to retain the ownership. But for some, it gives them a real sense of coverage. And then I'm going to call it strength to go back in and sell more on higher prices. So we over in this shoebox, we do the forward contracting or hedge to arriving and then cover it with calls. And it doesn't have to be a December call. It could be a short-dated December call. That means it's based off December futures, but a shorter time window.
Mm-hmm. A lot of things to consider, definitely, when it comes to grain marketing right now. Let's move to livestock, Brian. This hog complex entered the new week strong again with a lot of momentum. And really, it just seems like this hog market is hungry, and it's hungry for more. Is that what you're seeing, or is this more or less just a false hope to start the week? Because I know we did have a little bit of weakness last week.
You did, but the charts look really good. Best close of the year. You've got summer months skyrocketing, great hedging opportunities or great put buying opportunities, really. Or another strategy is called follow the market with a stop. That is, you don't sell anything here, but you put an order to sell underneath the market. And if the market tips over, you're triggered, you become a seller. And for most people, that's kind of counterintuitive. Well, why would I sell lower? Well, you're not necessarily selling lower. You're selling on prices beginning to weaken on the prospect that they could have a long downturn in a tail that's very lengthy in price deterioration. But if the market doesn't drop off, you're not a seller. So the big advantage with that is you can allow this market to trend higher when it makes new highs, and you go back to your last consolidation point, put your stop under there. If prices consolidate again and move higher, keep moving your stop up. And that's really what we've been able to do here since the end of the year. The market just continues to trend upward and really not even much of a correction along the way. Love those summer months, though. We talked about this earlier in the year. We talked about that due to COVID last year, we think some reduction of the herd, euthanasia, those kind of steps, and couple that with really good demand, all of a sudden you get kind of a loophole where you just don't maybe have enough inventory.
Yeah, and I think, you know, continuing forward, it'll be interesting to see, you know, strong pork cutout values continue, cash hog demand. We'll see how this all plays out with this hog market, but I'm really liking it. On the cattle side, Brian, let's move there. Feeder cattle were okay today. Live cattle, not so much. They seem pretty hesitant after all the turmoil last week with a surprising cattle on feed report, packing plants shut down, the stress on cattle in feedlot country. What is your take on this cattle market here on this Monday?
I think I'm going to pass. And what I mean by that is last week was kind of a tough week, and it seemed like you didn't have any reason going into the week for the market to be lower. You had all this adverse weather and cold, and we talked about weight evaporation days and those type of things. And it looks like the trade was buying pork and buying hogs and selling cattle. We just didn't have a cash market that had any strength under it last week. And it percolated a little up on Friday. It doesn't look like it was well-developed today, if at all. Cutout values mixed. I'm just not going to read too much into it. If when you look at a cattle chart, we have corrected off that high and it's to a support level. So we'll see if we hold here. Some might argue that 126 in April kind of got it, that contract over the top of its skis. I don't know about that. I think it's easy to make about a 125, 130 argument. So if we rally back up, I wouldn't stress it out too much yet, but I would certainly look on a rally to look to defend the same thing. Follow the mark with a stop, utilize put options, consider the fence strategy, in particular on the April contract.
Yeah, and I'd be interested to see what the cattle market here moving forward. I'm really going to be watching that cash trade this week to see if we can kind of get some movement back into that side of the market after last week's, you know, winter weather kind of shut everything down, Brian.
I think we do. I think that was just kind of the biggest culprit is just as it was so bitterly cold, people just said, you know what, I'll figure out how to make do with what I got in the fridge or in my freezer. Mm-hmm. They just weren't out shopping. They weren't out buying. That's, you know, it's historically low, nasty, dangerous weather.
Yeah, very, very true. Any thoughts on the dairy market? I know we're keeping it short today, but any thoughts there?
You know, same old, same old. We've got good demand. We've got, you know, government stimulus that's in the works. We've got things that I would argue are, you know, short term maybe supportive, but I still worry about those production numbers. We've had a series of production reports that have increased the production of cattle, cows, and milk production. The good news that you might still see is just kind of this nervousness that seems worldwide in 2020-21 to make sure and have inventory, make sure that you have enough. And China's a big buyer, and there's some talk that they could come in and buy some more again. So I'm going to say it's a market that has good support, but I'm not sure it's a market that I would make the argument is infallible at this point. It seems about 17.5 is all you're going to get on those deferred months. And if you get to 18, we definitely want to really take a hard look at how to defend that.
Well, Brian, I think the moral of the story, we covered a lot today, is if you got some room to make some sales, it's time to start thinking about it. And if producers need a little help with their marketing, I know they can reach out to you and the team at Total Farm Marketing and get some help, can't they?
They sure can. And, you know, reach out is the key word. Just give us a call. We're kind of old school yet. We like the conversations and we like to listen. And so you can give us a call at 800-334-9779. Or if you want to just shoot something on the email, that works too. Brian@TotalFarmMarketing.com. It's pretty simple. So if you want to give us a shout, that would be great. Lots to talk about, lots to think about. I know farmers have a lot on their mind, Jesse, as they start thinking about, you know, only weeks away from heading to the field. It doesn't feel like it, mm-hmm. but you're only weeks away or a couple months at most, but it's coming up quick. So take advantage of this market opportunity while you can.
Definitely very true. TotalFarmMarketing.com, the website. And again, that number, 800-334-9779. Brian, I appreciate the time as always. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Brian Doherty with Total Farm Marketing joining us here on today's edition of Market Talk. Find us online, markettalkag.com. This has been the Monday, February 22nd edition of the show. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, wishing you a great afternoon.